Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge, supported by Villa Gaiety. For the latest Watson information, visit villagaiety.com.
May Chalice and Joe Roscoe. Incredibly varied artist May is. A lot of you, though, who've been following her career may remember this is how it all started for her, with a cover of Gnarls Barkley's Crazy. We'll hear from May speaking with Christian Jones in just a moment.
Let's start by going all the way back to the beginning, because you got a guitar when you were four, and you said that no one would teach you and it was just your mum who would sit down with you for 10 minutes a day. Do you think that your mother thought that that would lead to you being invited to be part of one of the most famous festivals in the world?
I think she hoped it would, yeah. but it does seem a bit surreal that it is actually happening.
And talk to me about when you found out, because I mean, yes, there are lots of stages and there's lots of live music spots, but this is still Glastonbury.
So it's in like a bar area, which, to be honest, I was absolutely thrilled when I found out, because my entire life I've been essentially a pub entertainer, so that's kind of where my comfort zone is anyway. So I'm actually quite thrilled it's not like a stage too big, because otherwise I'd be absolutely terrified. But I moved to the UK last July, not actually for music reasons, just for personal life reasons. And I kind of, I've branched out into doing other things with my spare time. So like I am absolutely obsessed with racing supermoto now. So my life revolves around that. But so music is kind of more of like an on the side thing that I just do as and when, just because I enjoy it now, selfishly. So literally since I moved, I did one open mic night. And the guy that ran that open mic night then offered for me to do like a support slot for a band in a jazz bar in Southampton. So I went, yeah, why not? And then the drummer of that band just so happened to run the bar in Glastonbury. So it was like I was auditioning for it without even really realizing. And we exchanged numbers, and about a month later, he just popped up out of nowhere and asked if I fancied it, which obviously I said yes to.
And that is the thing about the music industry. It's not about what you know, it's about who you know. And the networking is such a key point of the music industry.
Absolutely. I honestly wish that I had moved years ago when I was sort of my heart was more in it. It's not that my heart isn't in it. There'll always be a very special place in my heart for music. It's just that it's not my entire life now. It's just a part of it, which I cherish a lot. And it's just absolutely insane that I've literally appeared twice in the last year in the UK and somehow managed to get a gig at Glastonbury out of the back of just two gigs, just for being in the right place with the right person there. So yeah.
Love more, I want you to know that I will fight for the right to live, to be free. I will stand up. Choice. I think your skin is so beautiful. I hope you see like I do. When you stare in the mirror, I hope you tell yourself to never listen to those who do not understand why. Some days when you come home, all you wanna do is just cry. We need to love.
And I just want to come and look at some of the music that you've released. And the thing which I think is the most remarkable is that it's so varied in the actual genres. I think you've previously described yourself as attitude pop. Is that still something that you'd class yourself as?
In all honesty, I don't think I would class myself as that anymore. I think I spent many, many years struggling to really know how to define myself, because it is something, if you try and make it in the industry, you have to know exactly who you are, exactly who you want to essentially sell yourself as. And now that I just do it because I want to, that's kind of changed for me. I would just call myself an acoustic singer, songwriter, entertainer. I mean, the thing that I've always loved the most is playing live and entertaining people. I've never really had that much interest in the recording side of things, which I think is probably why, partly why it is so varied, because I never really knew exactly what I wanted in that element. I just always wanted to entertain.
So do you have a favourite song out of all the releases you've got? Because, I mean, things like Headphones, personally, I would call that something like indie rock. You got Bad In Me, which is much heavier. Reminiscing, which is completely acoustic. I wrote Possible Influence, Birdie, and then obviously Black Kawasaki, which is very modern. Possible Influence, I want to say Mabel.
Yeah, you look better at the research than I am. I'm impressed. It's actually, it's kind of strange doing an interview because I haven't done anything of the sort for quite a while, since I sort of relaxed on the music side of things. Musically, probably one of my favourite ones would be Bad In Me and the likes of when I started to get a bit rockier. That is what I always wanted to do when I first came into it. I always saw myself as sort of a rock chick, rock singer, rough around the edges element to it. But I was always encouraged to go more down a pop star, pop song singer kind of route.
Get me out of this place. Get me out of this hell. Need a familiar face. I need a wishing well. You just don't understand. You never will. I guess I'm all. I guess I need a thrill. And I just want to live my life. And I don't give a if I tear down your walls and then build them back up again. And I just want to live my life. And I don't give a if I tear down your walls just to build them back up again. You can only see. You can only see.
So I would say that Bad In Me, for the sound of it, is probably one of my favourites. But then at the same time, Reminiscing is a song that I did in lockdown, obviously after a breakup, and I did it completely off my own back. I wrote it on my own.
I'm not feeling myself lately. The rain's come to play and I see the clouds in the sky have come round. Guess I'll make him some tea.
I recorded it in the kitchen. The whistling solo is my brother. The piano is the piano in the kitchen with a little microphone. And the video was created with an old friend of mine, just the two of us, whilst social distancing, by the way, which made it very difficult.
Sleep at night.
And so because it's that authentic, really real, no one else really had any influence in it, I love it for that. There's also a song on my YouTube channel which is called Bedpost.
I don't know where he's been, but I can guess she said, I'm sure that he's not even more inside his head.
Which my mum wrote, but I did the music to it. And again, we never really did anything production-wise with it. It was just one of them songs that was always in the list of the ones I would do live. But I always loved the lyrics and the feel of that song. And again, the fact that the video is literally just a camera I set up in a field and just sat there and sung the song for what it was. And I kind of loved the rawness of that.
Oh, 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 oh.
So I love all of them for different reasons, but those are the ones that are up there, are kind of the ones that I wrote just with my mum or just on my own that were never really played with much. And then the ones where I started to get a bit more of doing what I wanted to do.
We're listening to Mae Challis in conversation with Christian Jones ahead of her multiple performances at Glastonbury. We heard a little bit of this, Reminiscing. I thought we should hear the whole thing. It's a beautiful piece.
I'm not feeling myself lately. The rain's come to play and I see the clouds in the sky have come round. Guess I'll make him some tea. I'm lying down here reminiscing, wondering if it's still me you're missing. You did me. me so wrong. I don't know how you say goodnight. No, I don't get how you could do that. I don't know how you could be so untrue to me. Myself this week, the fog's rolling in. I can't see the reasons you said what you did. Guess you're not what I need. I'm lying here, lying down here, reminiscing, wondering if it's still me you're missing. You did me so wrong. I don't know how you sleep at night.
You're playing that the Tap House from 7 until 9 every day of Glastonbury Festival. So what can people expect from a set?
Basically, I would say if anyone on the island has seen me perform in the Ginger Hall, which is always one of my favourite venues, is that kind of vibe. So it's going to be songs that people want to hear with a May twist on them, along with as many original songs as I can still remember, because I feel that I owe it to myself to play the songs that I worked so hard on years ago.
And what is a May twist?
Well, it's going to be me and my acoustic guitar. So it's an acoustic version, but usually a May twist will be changing the melodies to somewhat or changing the feel of it. So I do, Ariana Grande's got a song called Thank You Next, and it's an incredibly poppy song, but I play it on like almost like an offbeat version of it. So it changes the whole feel of the song, almost to the point where, you know, do you ever hear like a cover by, there's a band called Postmodern Jukebox, and it can take you like the first minute of the song until you're like, oh, it's that song. And then it kind of makes it even better because you've had to like figure it out. Also a lot of like mix-ups as well. Like I've got one where I do, it's an Oasis song, and I basically mash it up with a Blondie song, which always takes people by surprise. And then there's also a Dua Lipa one, which I mix up with that Rhythm is a Dancer, which again, you wouldn't expect it, but it works so well. And just being loud and just being happy and just playing my guitar for all it's worth.
Well, speaking of being loud and being happy and playing a guitar for all it's worth, here she is, Mae Challis, with her favourite song of hers, the brilliant Bad In Me.
Get me out of this place, get me out of this hell. Need a familiar face, I need a wishing well. You just don't understand, you just, you never will. I guess I'm all messed up. We'll be right back.
good. It's May Chalice that is bad in me. And I love that whole story. First of all, obviously, that May's going to be playing at Glastonbury numerous times. That's so cool. But it's how it all came about. The fact that she just happened to be invited to gig with a drummer that runs one of the stages. I mean, and then he offered her the spot. You just never know, people. So if you are out there plugging away with your music and thinking, oh, when's it going to happen for me? It might just happen. You know, you never know who you are playing alongside or who might be watching you play. So all the very best to May. It's always fab to hear from her. She's so talented. She's been in the Live Lounge multiple occasions over the past sort of, I don't know, maybe like 7 or 8 years or something. Back to Sunday Soundtrack days. And used to work with her back in the day and she's super, super talented. So we wish her all the best and many thanks to Christian Jones for that conversation.
Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge, supported by Villa Gaiety. For the latest Watson information, visit villagaiety.com.